Well, good morning, everybody. And yes, again, happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. What a great morning it is. You know, you've all heard of Webster and his dictionary. There is a new dictionary out there called the Mother's Dictionary. Some of the terms may have changed. I want to share some of them with you. The word drooling, now defined as how teething babies wash their chins. Feedback, the inevitable result when the baby doesn't appreciate the strained carrots. Independent, how we want our children to be as long as they do everything we say. Puddle, small body of water that draws other small bodies wearing dry shoes into it. Show off, a child who's more talented than yours. Sterilize, what you do with your first baby's pacifier by boiling it, and then your last baby's pacifier by just blowing on it. Temper tantrums, what you should do to keep to a minimum so as not to upset the children. Gotta think on that one. The top bunk, where you should never put a child wearing Superman pajamas. The term whoops, an exclamation that translates roughly into get a sponge. And my favorite, grandparents, the new definition is the people who think your children are wonderful even though they're sure you're not raising them right. The new Mother's Dictionary. Well, a couple announcements to let you guys know about. For those of you in the college group who attend on Monday nights, we're going to postpone tomorrow, so it's not going to be a college group tomorrow night. We're going to get together again the following Monday. So those who attend that, just want to let you know about that. Also, in your bulletin, a couple things. The Foursquare Convention is coming up at the end of the month on the 28th, but we need some help. Bob Hunt and the whole Foursquare Missions Team Press Group are putting on a luncheon and a little tour in that afternoon, but we need some help with some folks to set up and greet and help with the food. There is a sign-up sheet out there in the information booth, so we'd love to have your help. Go ahead and put down your name and phone number, how we can get a hold of you. That would be fantastic. I believe it's at, where's that, Cornerstone? Is that right? Yeah. Also, we've been talking about this for the past few weeks. We are going to start up again the Truth Project. So for those of you who have not been a part of it, we're starting next month in June. It's going to be a 12-week series on Wednesday nights. And according to the bulletin, food is included. That's always a good thing, Pastor Don, isn't it? So we're going to start next month, so look for the actual start dates on that. If you want some more information, go ahead and talk to Pastor Don on that. A few other announcements in the bulletin. Go ahead and look through that. And finally, I'm going to close with this. Another Mother's Day story. I figured this would be appropriate. Goes like this. A young man was walking through a supermarket to pick up a few things when he noticed an old lady following him around. Thinking nothing of it, he just went on his business, continued on. Finally, he went out to the checkout stand, and she stepped right in front of him. Turned around and said, "Pardon me," she said. "I'm sorry if my staring at you has made you feel uncomfortable. It's just that you look so much like my son, and I haven't seen him in a long time." "That's a shame," replied the old man. "Is there anything I can do for you?" "As a matter of fact, there is. If you wouldn't mind, as I leave, could you just turn around and wave to me and say, goodbye, Mother? That would make me feel a little special." "Absolutely, sure I will." So certainly, as she was checking out and leaving, he turned around and waved her and said, "Goodbye, Mother," and she went on her way. As he was finishing up and checking out, looked up to the checkout person, and she said, "Your total is $127.50.